This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Femi Kuti is the eldest son of legendary Nigerian musician Fela Kuti, godfather of Afrobeat music. But Femi Kuti was never content with just being the king's heir. In 1985, he left his father's band, Egypt 80, and formed his own group, Femi Kuti and the Positive Force. The band pushes Afrobeat forward and outward while retaining that signature Kuti flair, music that's rhythmically explosive and politically charged. This is Bang Bang Bang, a track off Kuti's 1998 album, Shoki Shoki. Kuti's forthcoming album is called No Place for My Dream, but this time Femi Kuti says the music isn't just for Africa. It's for a world suffering in recession. As Kuti says, I'm just voicing their pain with my music. Well, Femi Kuti and the Positive Force are performing at the Paradise in Boston tomorrow night, but I am so honored and delighted to say they are here now live with us in the Radio Boston studio. Femi Kuti, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. Thank you very much.
It's such a pleasure to have you and several members of the Positive Force here. Can you introduce some of the band members who are with us, please?
Yes, on guitar is Okwe, on bass is Demola. We have Shehu on piano. We have Aki on percussions there. And our beautiful dancer, singer, Tunia.
It's a crowded studio, but great music is going to come out of it in just a minute. But before we have you guys play something, I wanted to ask you, you are a world-renowned musician and the band in its own right. But, you know, when you're in forums like this, people still introduce you as Fela Kuti's eldest son. I'm just wondering, you know, how does that feel to this day when in many ways you've actually made Afrobeat sort of a bigger global phenomenon than possibly even your father did?
Thank you. He is my father, and I love him, and I'm proud of him. So I don't have a problem with that. So when people ask that question, I'm like puzzled. I mean, I probably, if I did have like a kind of childhood problem with him that we never settled and we didn't agree, probably it will affect me. But I was very proud of him, and I mean, he was so brave and courageous, and I mean, I have nothing but good things to say.
Okay, well, in a little bit I want to talk about the most important parts of his legacy that live in your music today, but let's hear the music. The band's here. Why don't you play something for us? What are you going to play?
We'll take Day by Day for You from the album. This album was nominated for the Grammy.
Okay, so your 2008 album.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
By day, by night, we work and pray for peace to reign. Day, by night, we work and pray for peace to reign. By night, we work and pray for peace to reign. By night, we work and pray for peace to reign. Because the suffering's too much, so many meaningless wars. The people are confused about their future, so we turn to God. Day by night, we work and pray for peace to reign. Day by night, we work and pray for peace to reign. Go look, Mushin, the conditions just a worse. Go look at Jegunle, the matter make we no talk. See as our papa them, they suffer for Osho the bus stop. Mama no get any money to chop. Day by night, we work and pray for peace to reign. Day by night, we work and pray for peace to reign. pray for peace to reign. Day by day, by night we work and pray for peace to reign. Day, by night we work and pray for peace to reign.
Fantastic. That's Femi Kuti and the Positive Force performing live in our studios. That was Day by Day, the title track of your Grammy-nominated 2008 album. You know, in that song, we hear one of the signature aspects of Afrobeat music, and that is its sort of deep political currents.
Yes.
I mean, in fact, your father, when he was singing, for he sometimes paid the price for being so politically upfront
many times
in Nigeria. I mean, your family compound was attacked in 1976 and 77. Sorry. After he released Zombie, right?
Yes.
So I mean, I guess the reason why I'm saying that, asking that, is your latest album contains that same political heartbeat, but this time it's not necessarily about Africa. It's about the world. Why did you broaden your scope like that? And what are you singing about?
I'm singing about no job, no work. I'm singing about the 99%. I'm singing about the Arab Spring. I'm singing about terrorism. I'm singing about many issues. I'm singing about all this because I think I've been opportuned to travel. I've got lots of fans everywhere in Greece, in Portugal, in Spain. Mm-hmm. And these are people that say they're broke. I see them on TV. They come to my shows. They can't even afford to watch gigs anymore. And I feel the pain, although I've always felt this kind of pain in Africa.
Yeah.
Now, in Africa, it's very hard for the African to understand that Europe or Americans are broke because we see it like, oh, this is paradise and heaven. So I seize this opportunity to let my people know as well that Europe is in big problems and America too, that the world is in a recession.
Interesting. And Afrobeat, given sort of that mix of its powerful music and message, is almost the perfect medium to sort of be that bridge between, you know, talking about the world to Africans and vice versa.
Yeah, and I think with this we can solve many problems like race issues, gender issues and things like this. With this music, if it stands in the forefront, people are going to use it to talk about bringing the world closer together. Mm. I think it's very important we talk about all these political issues so people in Africa can understand the pain in America, the pain in Europe. Europeans and Americans have already understood this pain in Africa and been trying to solve this pain, but Europe and America have never been prepared for these hard times they're facing right now, the economic crisis they're facing. Mm. So Africans need to know this. And with one voice, I believe we can change the political scene from the United Nations downwards.
Yeah. And yet there's still so much going on in Africa itself. I mean, just this week, for example, Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan he's committed 1,200 troops for the West African Intervention Force in Mali.
Yes, and that's very scary. That's very scary because we already have the big war in Congo. And we have the problems in Sudan that keeps erupting. And when you see with the crisis with the Arab Spring, and then we hear the arms move to Libya, and now the terrorists are taking control of northern Nigeria, the Boko Haram, and now we're hearing that their station is in Mali, and the French troops are going there, and all this is happening. You need to be very scared that, wow, is northern, middle part of northern Africa going to erupt into a war? If it does, where a country like Nigeria, if that erupts, they say we're 160 million people.
The largest and most sort of the keystone country in West Africa.
Where are we going to all run to? Who is going to come to the aid of Nigeria if a war breaks out in this part of the region? I mean, it's really, really scary what's going on in Africa. And nobody knows how powerful this terrorist front is in the northern part of Africa now.
The Boko Haram.
Yes, I mean, it's not just them. They say there are many factions all merging together there, and we don't know how powerful, we don't know where they are getting the arms, and the arms seem to be very sophisticated arms.
Right.
And, you know, in my days, my father's time, you could never imagine Nigerians would become suicide bombers. Now, this is very scary because Nigerians love life so much that if we have reached that stage, that means there's a deeper the problem has really degenerated in Nigeria. Probably poverty. I can't imagine why Nigerians will go to move to that kind of very degrading step.
On that note, do you think the power of Afrobeat music is still as forceful as it was when your father's influence was at its height? I mean, for example, the idea that he did pay the price for speaking out so fervently, you know, showed how effective he was. I mean, does the music still carry that force in Nigeria?
Yes, it does. But I think it's not just about Nigeria now. It's global. In America, you have so many bands playing Afrobeat, in France, in Switzerland, in Australia. Everybody in Japan, bands are playing Afrobeat. The force of Afrobeat is so powerful now. So it's global. So it's everybody knows the Afrobeat. Everybody knows my father. So many people know me. So many bands are springing up. And I will give you an instance. The last time the state government closed the shrine, I mean, there was such a world global protest that they had to open the shrine in like 7 days.
The shrine, that's your...
The new shrine we built in honor of my father. Yeah. So, I mean, there was so much pressure on the government that they were forced to open. Everybody was just texting and emailing and tweeting, oh, open the shrine, and the government was forced to open the shrine. Mm. So, I believe it's stronger now. In my father's days, we have to remember it was just his voice for a decade, and that was why. Now, young people in the bar, you could not talk about politics. Everybody was so scared to talk about because the military were in power. So you never knew who was the SSS. You could say the wrong thing at the wrong time and they will pick you up and you go missing then. So my father took that big risk of really talking out for everybody. So this was why he was loved. Now everybody talks politics. In school, everybody, I don't like the government.
So that's a major change.
Yes, it is a major change.
But it doesn't seem as if there's any end to the conversation since you're taking it global, or you have taken it global, right?
Yes. I mean, because now we have to talk about Greece, we have to talk about Portugal, we have to talk about the United States, I think the bottom line is people just want to have a good life.
Yeah.
And somehow world leaders are not arriving at this effective change.
Well, Femi Kuti, it's been such a pleasure and honor to speak with you. If I could stop time, we would talk for many an hour yet, but we've run out of time here. So let me just say that Femi Kuti and the Positive Force will be performing live at the Paradise Rock Club in Boston tomorrow night. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org. It's been a pleasure to have all of you here in the studio with us. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Anthony. You'll be very quiet.
And we'll go out, though, with a little bit of great noise. This is the track Nobody Beg You off Femi Kuti.
No, it's called Yekba Rekba.
Actually, we're going to play something off tape here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
Changing plans in the middle of the show, but this is from the 2010 album Africa for Africa, and it's Nobody Beg You.
Nobody beg you to be senator.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.